This is the Don and Mike Show.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a belt out of you? Some get a kick from cocaine.
Hold it, hold it. What the hell is that? I'm in a song. A real song. Something like the Camp Town Ladies.
The Camp Town Ladies.
The Camp Town Ladies.
Oh, you know. The Camp Town Ladies sing this song. Doo-dah, doo-dah. The Camp Town racetrack 5 miles long. All the doo-dah day.
Wine, run all night. Wine, run all day. Better find money on the bobtail bank. Somebody bet on the bank. Wine, run all night.
What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here? I had you people try to get a little track lead, not to jump around like a bunch of Kansas City faggots.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Right. Don and Mike, come and get your shine box. Okay.
They are lousy with VD. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Guess how big it is? It's the size of a stick of butter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Thank you!
And I almost forgot when we were talking about that DJ, that ass that stole the money from the people.
Todd Smith Kelly.
When we got done with that, we should have played this music. Mike, and that's the story of Todd Kelly.
We'll be right back. I like that. I like that a lot.
It'll have a place.
That will definitely have a place.
It'll work its way in.
That's on a serious note, we're very sorry about what Todd Kelly has done for the image of DJs across America.
We'll be right back with your phone calls after this word from your local stations.
There's nothing quite like transition music. We'll call that the Ann Curry theme. That's music to use your sad voice by.
So I just want to say that as we're surrounded by paraplegics with no arms and legs as they roll around on the floor in front of us, we wish you nothing but good tidings and want to remind you that coming up next, Renee Zellweger will join us to talk about her new film. Did you have a good time? Yeah, it's great being on TV, huh?
Here's the way they do it, though. They do it this way, you know.
Okay, go ahead. Cue me when you want it.
Yeah, go ahead. Well, a tragedy for everybody affected by the recent disaster, and we hope things get better for them. Coming up next, the Scottos will be cooking sausage for us. Is that the name of that family? The Scottos? It's fun to play with that. It really, really is.
We're also sad Willard Scott just passed away.
No, that's terrible.
During the Smucker segment. More after your local news.
One more, please.
Sure, here you go.
A great movie reviewer, a fine human being, and a joy to be around. Gene Shalit, dead at 163. Coming up, Al Roker investigates the latest in nose trimmers.
They do it. That is exactly how they do it. It's the transition, you know. Let's get the theme.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, what's happening?
I want to do the Mike O'Mara update, if you don't mind.
The Mike O'Mara update for what?
Yeah, I need to ask you a few questions. Your fans out there are clamoring to hear what the update is of your past few years' exploits, if you don't mind.
Do you trust this guy? I don't know if I trust this guy.
It's on the level.
Exploits of what regard?
Well, like he mentioned a few weeks ago that the horse is gone.
The pony, you mean?
The pony.
The pony is gone, yeah. The pony is gone, and I'm very sad about that. But the good news is sometime this weekend, I'll be planning a big old drunk. We'll be right back.
What?
Are you going to bust my balls? What?
We want to know. The Mike O'Mara fans out there want to know, have you bought any more TV gadgets out there? Any more?
Hey, so you're not a fan. You're a liar.
Mike,
you're a ball buster, and you're a hunk.
Mike, let me set you straight. The guy is a fan, but he's not a regular listener.
Right,
would know that you inform us about
all of my disasters,
yes,
all of my foibles, all of the embarrassing things that happened to me. As a matter of fact, I lead with that, and the worse it is, the earlier it is on the show.
Make it happen.
I still have my giraffe named Coffee Cake.
Don and Mike Show. Hello. Hello. Hello there. Yes, you're on the air. Howdy.
I am peeing myself driving over the Severn River Bridge at the Scotto Family Cooking Sauce.
I love that music.
Pretty good.
That music is fantastic.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Howdy.
Hi. Hi, Mike. This is for you, Mike.
Oh, dear. What?
Have you ever tried cabbage diet? You know, you can lose, like...
I've actually heard about it. I've researched it. But no, I'm back on Weight Watchers. Down a pound today. If you're keeping track of that, I'm down a pound today.
Right.
So there.
Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hello, friends. That music sounds like Jim Nance rejoiner music.
It does.
It's very much like the Masters music.
Right. Yes,
it's kind of simple, but it's similar. But it's a simple concept by NBC.
And I always screw it up. Is it a tradition unlike any other?
Yes.
Is it a tradition unlike any other?
Jim Nance struck dead by an errant golf ball.
A great broadcaster. He will be missed by all of us at the CBS family.
What's new with Jenna Elfman? We'll find out after your local news. And it would be the shot of Jenna Elfman sitting there, like, waving at the camera.
Oh, that's good. Jenna Elfman, perfect celebrity.
Don and Mike Show, hello.
Yes, it's you.
Duh.
1-1000.
Duh.
2-1000.
Duh.
Hello.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Duh.
Duh.
Yeah, yeah.
Duh.
It took you how long to realize you were on the air?
Duh.
Okay.
Duh.
Not really.
What can we do for you, Les?
I'll just tell Don and Mike about upcoming Mythbusters.
What?
And upcoming.
You were going to tell who?
Don and Mike.
They don't talk to people like you, Les.
Oh, well, thank you.
Run along now.
He did.
Okay.
Really, do you want to talk to them?
Sure.
What would you like to talk to them about?
Just let Don know about an upcoming Mythbusters episode.
An upcoming what episode?
So you come up with a Mythbusters episode?
Upcoming what episode?
Mythbusters.
Who do you think you're talking to now, Ass?
Why would you tell Don about that?
Well, he's a fan.
Of Mythbusters?
And it's up his alley.
Up his alley.
Well, you know him pretty well, don't you, huh?
What's up yours?
Nothing.
Why are you talking in such clipped words?
Hey, you're a good caller. I'll put you through. What's your name?
Aaron.
Ben, where are you from, Ben?
Baltimore.
All right, Ben. And again, what do you want to talk about?
That's about it.
What do you want to talk about?
Tell me again so I know before I put you through.
Oh, just the Mythbusters episode that's coming up Wednesday.
About what? Well, what's it about?
Superheroes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Will you be ready to talk to the guys?
Sure.
Very good.
Hold on, please.
Stand by.
Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hello, hey. You're on the air.
Hi there, ass.
Hello.
Hi.
Who's this?
Darren.
Hi, what's happening?
Not much.
What can we do for you?
I'll just let you know there's a Mythbusters coming up next week.
I already
week.
Know it about superheroes. I already know it, dude.
We already talked about it.
We just got done talking about it with some stupid ass that didn't even know it was us. literally 30 seconds ago, we just talked to some guy who really is like borderline retarded.
You wouldn't believe it. Don, a tragedy on the Don and Mike show. Unfortunately, the most recent caller had his brain pecked out of his head by an errant seagull.
We'll try to hook up with Al Molinaro after your local news.
Yeah, had that ready to go. Al Molinaro and Jenna Elfman.
Yeah, hello, Tool.
Hello.
Mr. Tool time.
Come on, pal. What's wrong with you?
Dude.
Wait, wake up a little bit. Come on, put some cold water on your face. Are you there?
Some caffeine or something.
You.
Hello.
Hello.
Now, what are you doing? Are you retreating into, like, silence? Is that what you're doing? Is that how you're going to deal with this unfortunate situation?
Do you want to go on the air with them or not?
Sure.
Okay, but you got to do better than you did with us.
Okay.
So when they come to you, you have to say, hi, Don and Mike, tell them your name and where you're calling from.
And then go right into your Mythbusters story and give us as much detail as you can. Do you think you can do that?
Primo.
All right. Stand by, please. He's not listening to the radio.
That's about the only good thing. Let's see if he can do it.
Todd Kelly Show.
John Kelly?
Todd Kelly. I suffer from ALS.
You're on the air. What can we do for you?
I'd just like to, you know, give a donation.
Forget it.
You know, we tried.
Forget it. We tried. There's no help for him. None. Zero.
So these shock jocks who often talk of killing their listeners... I actually did drive to Dundalk, Maryland to kill that man.
Great ideas for birthday cakes coming up next.
First, your local news. Sorry.
This is Don and Mike on JFK. That's what we'd have to do. I'm Westwood One. You know, I can't bear myself to say that. I can't bring myself to say that.
I don't see why you can't when you can buy a gallon of gasoline. Mm-hmm. That's roughly the same price as a share of Westwood One stock.
Exactly.
Right. As a matter of fact, right now the bargain might be Westwood One stock might be cheaper than a gallon of regular gasoline.
The gas goes further.
All right, let me try one with the new out. Very sad that listener happened to pass away. We wish him and his family the very best. Whose farts smell the worst? But first, this is Don and Mike on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Nice.
Thank you.
That's pretty sweet, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Goddamn professional. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hi, Mark. This is your best friend, Albert, from years ago. How are you been? How are you doing?
That was our best friend, Albert, Mike, from years ago.
Sorry I missed him.
How have you been? Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, this guy's a dumbass.
Which guy?
He gives guys from Baltimore a bad name.
Which guy? You or the other guy?
The guy that couldn't figure out he was talking to Don and Mike.
All right, do you want to go on the air with them?
No, I just call him to laugh. You guys cut up on those guys from Sacramento, but we're not as bad as the guys from Baltimore.
Well, hold on. I'll put you, where are you from? I'll put you on the air with them.
Okay.
All right. What's your name? What's your name, please?
Oh, I'm Tom.
And
I'm
Tom,
on his cell phone.
Tom, where are you calling from?
Sacramento. Tomato.
And I'm going to put it up on the screen that you want to bust balls with about the guy that didn't know he was on the air, right?
Right.
Hold on, please.
Good.
Thank you.
Well, it's really hard to find them, the stupid, isn't it?
Well, they usually breed each other. You know, they breed like rabbits.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello, is this Don and Mike?
We're both here.
Hi.
What can we do for you?
I want to cut up on the guy from Baltimore.
Why is that?
Because he's a dumbass.
Why? Why is he so dumb?
Because he doesn't know it's Don and Mike. Like, this isn't Don and Mike.
Well, you're right. You caught us. It's not us.
Yeah, we're faking it. We're faking the whole thing.
No, I'm not saying that. Oh, no, hell no.
No. Who do you think you're talking to right now?
It's not Joe, so it must be the other guy.
Jesus. Yeah. All right, here's the rule, all right? This is a little rule. You want to remember this. Do you have a pen or pencil?
I'm driving.
Well, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to write this down. The rule is, if you're going to call to bust somebody else's balls for being stupid, you have to be smarter.
Right.
And you weren't this time. Because
this
you've talked
Donna
to us.
Mike.
No, you've talked to us twice.
Friend, it's been us.
Both times when you've talked to us, it's been us.
Do you see, as Alanis would say, it's ironic, don't you think? You're calling to say the guy's a dumbass because he didn't know he was talking to us, and you've done the same thing twice.
And here's the good news, though. You have cemented Sacramento's lead in the dumbass roll poll, all right?
Okay.
There you go. Congratulations. Good you work. Did that. You did that for the entire Sacramento metropolitan area.
Okay. So these DJs are now charged with mass genocide after killing many of their listeners on the show today.
A new line of grapes is coming to stores near you. But first, this is Don and Mike on Westwood One.
Almost.
Almost, yeah.
Close.
Yeah, little.
That little doo-doo.
Yeah.
You got to just throw
it
in.
You got to do it before then, right?
Yeah. It's just got to be like genocide. Those guys give it an ugly name.
But first, this is Don and Mike on Westwood One.
You know, those guys really are awful, aren't they? You know, sometimes they give, like, the local aside, they turn and act right. Like they're talking to each other.
Meredith, is that you?
We'll be back with Meryl Streep, but first, this is Today on NBC. Jesus Christ, Al. What died in here?
There it is. Yeah, they do their little chat.
That'd be great.
Oh, I love that.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Am I on the radio?
I never get tired of that gag.
Hi, Don and Mike Show. Me either, Buzz. Hi there.
Hey.
Hey, how would you like to feel better about yourself?
Welcome.
I just want to say that guy in Sacramento to get a job.
Yeah, okay. Right. Didn't that make you feel better about yourself?
Because you're
feel
from...
A lot better to tell him to go get a job.
Okay, you feel better. Where are you calling from?
Baltimore, I bet.
Baltimore.
Oh, the war begins.
What kind of work do you do?
Here we go. It's the beginning of World War III when these cities collide.
See you later.
God.
Score right now, Baltimore 30, Sacramento 3.
Bitterness 1 against bitterness 2. Now right. I'm starting. Now it's infecting
this
me.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
We'll be back.